Now, baby, okay, it's best that I made a change.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, yes. This is Tajay Ellison.
Hi, how are you?
Max, I'm speaking with.
Yes, my name is Mimi. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, so I'm the caregiver for Katherine Ellison. I've been trying to reach our coordinator. I believe it's Alyssa or Allison, something like that. But every time I call her, like, I can never get a hold of her. I have left a message, and she hasn't returned the message yet. So I'm just, like, you know, I'm trying to see what can be done about that, maybe if I could be provided with another coordinator or so.
Yeah, sure. Let me check for you. Give me just 1 second, okay?
Yep. Okay. What's your name again? Hi, Jay Ellison.
Okay, let me check. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
That's good. All right, and you said who is the coordinator?
Alyssa, I think it's pronounced.
Alyssa? Let me check. All right, there you go. Let me check and hold on.
But my main reason for trying to contact her today was because, like, I was looking over my hours, and I can see that some of my hours are short, and I submitted time sheets, and I just wanted to make sure that those hours were submitted for this pay period.
I see.
They have to be submitted by a certain time.
Uh-huh.
And I want to make sure that I have all my hours.
Right, of course. So let me send her an email, and can I have her call you right back?
Yes, sure.
Yeah? Or let me see what her extension is.
I already left a message.
You left her a message?
Yep.
Okay. And you are the caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I could transfer you now to her. She answered.
I'm sorry?
I can transfer you to her now.
Okay, sure.
Okay, 1 second.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alyssa from Family First. May I help you?
Yeah, this is Tajay. Hi. I called earlier and I left a message. I'm not sure if you got it yet.
The patient of the name is?
Katherine Ellison.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, very good. Thanks for asking. And you?
I'm okay.
Nice to hear that. Okay, how can I help you today?
So basically, I was just calling to confirm my hours because I had to put in some time sheets. But when I was looking over, like, the daily pay, I could see some of my hours were short. So I just wanted to make sure that you have all those hours.
Okay, here I can see that the time sheets that you sent, for example, Saturday, that was 7. The schedule was from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you clock in at 8:15. So please keep in mind, for this time I'm going to set the timesheets, but please keep in mind that timesheets does not erase late clock-ins. In that case, what you can do is to make up that time so the daily hours can be done, okay?
Yeah, so the thing is the patient lives with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even sometimes, you know, like over the weekend, we might sleep a little longer, so that's why that time is that, but it's still the 7 hours a day. That's why I'm submitting the time sheet on those times, because she still gets all the hours.
Okay.
Regardless.
Okay, perfect. In that case, please always try to clock out later so the system can register the 7 hours, because, for example, on 7, it marked 5 hours with 45 minutes. I'm going to adjust it for this time, but always try to clock out later than the hours so the 7 hours are registered, okay?
Okay, well, I did, because there was a few of those days, so I submitted those time sheets to adjust that time.
Okay, no problem. Please remember that it's only for this time that it's going to be adjusted, okay?
Okay.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.